Now, I know we've got to get to the statue, the great Lee Matthews. Lee, David...
How are you?
Good.
Hello, Lee.
Good. David Noble, absolute fantastic result, you know, getting the head coaching job at the Kangaroos, but a big loss for the Lions anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, he came in 4 years ago, about the same time as Chris... Well, he was actually there a month or two before Chris Fagan. He was part of the selection panel that appointed Chris Fagan, but they've been a great... I think the partnership between the football manager and the senior coach is a critical partnership, I think, in a footy club gym. There's a lot of other people work there. We don't know that. So he'll be a big loss for the Lions, and now the Lions have got the challenge of finding a replacement. But I think it's we do follow the leader in the footy world and the success of Chris Fagan, who's had the massive experience in the football industry, because when they both came to the club 4 years ago, they both came from almost the same background, David Noble and Chris Fagan. You thought you could swap jobs. so we always thought his career path was going into administrative and potentially being a CEO, but obviously got the call a few weeks ago, and now he's going to take on the job at North Melbourne. A very experienced football person. I think he's a terrific appointment for the Kangaroos.
Has that been the shift, you think, in coaching, Lee? You've always had to be, you know, strong on your X's and O's, as they say, but the man management now, is that a greater percentage of the coaching role?
Always has been, Jimmy, I reckon. I mean, I mean, great players make great coaches, but to actually get the best out of a collective group of people, which is what the coaching art is all about, that's about sort of, I guess, well, the modern era, Jimmy, I guess, is in the relationship building. But obviously, 40 years ago, the senior coach, you know, the relationship was a bit hands-off, a bit like a school principal type role. So that, but I think the running of a football department now, I saw the organisation structure at the Lions today, just coincidentally. But in the football department, the senior coach controls about 12 people. So, in fact, so now a senior coach has to be a manager. He has to not only be able to get the best out of his players, he has to be able to get the best out of his football department and the coaching part of the football department. So that's why this the whole man management thing, I think, has always been critical and has become, I think, that's why experience is different, isn't it? It used to be the champion ex-player would get a chance to be a senior coach. Now, I think, rightly... The coaching role now is more for the mature man, probably, you know, 40 plus, a fair few years post playing, and I guess in David Noble, you've got a 53-year-old, so he's got a heap of he's got 20 years post play.
Lee, do you think that, as you say, the fact that the senior coach is a manager as well, that maybe more clubs will start to look at candidates who have been general managers of football, the fact that they bring that managerial experience straight into the senior coach role?
Well, as long as you've... I mean, you go back through what Chris Fagan and David Noble, he almost got the same background. I mean, David Noble was an assistant, played, obviously, but then was an assistant coach under Terry Wallace way back. So, I mean, you're talking 20 years ago, then he was heavily involved in the Canberra, what's the under-18 team up there, whatever it's called. But and then he coached Glenelg, and then he went into football administration for a decade or so, being football manager at the Crows and football manager at the Lions. So they got the difference is they've got a coaching background at it's more, not junior level, but lower level than the AFL, and they've got the management experience at AFL clubs. They know how AFL clubs operate. So there's not many of them. It's not as if there's that many Chris Fagans and David Nobles sitting there out at various clubs. But it's certainly a background now the clubs are rightly valuing.
Lee, just moving on, because we don't have much time. We could speak to you for hours on footy. I know you're on a mission to get rid of all flat earthers in footy. What did you think about? They were rule changes, but they were really tweaks. If you bore down on them, yeah, they weren't really drastic. But what did you think? Were they a step in the right direction in your eyes?
Well, you know, they're really minor things. I mean, you could they're adjustments. Okay, the man on the mark has got to be closer to the mark rather than moving sideways. Okay, they're doing that. They're pulling the guy back 15 metres from the goal square so the guy can, if you play on out of the goal square, you can at least run up the middle a little bit. So that's it. I think they're all worthwhile initiatives. The interchange is dropping marginally. So they're minor tweaks. I was always of the view, Jimmy, that, yeah, we've got to be prepared to look to change things, because the coaches have changed the game that much. I mean, if you got the long memory, Jimmy, how different the game was when you started in the early 2000s to when you finished like 15 years later. Was it like a different sport, wasn't it? Yeah, is that fair to say from your playing point of view?
Yeah, I could summarise it as tight man-on-man football to fast handballing to zones and team defence. Went through those sort of three phases, I reckon, in about 7 years.
And then the coaching, that's all about coaching tactics. And, of course, part of that is to congest the ground and crowd it up, and therefore we have a lot of players within a... Well, everybody's almost within a kick of the footy, most of the game. So I personally would like the game spread out a little bit more. I'm not positive how you make it happen. That's the conundrum. But I think you've got to keep tweaking bits and pieces. And as I say, I watched 40 or 50 games live this year because I was up in Queensland, and footy was up in Queensland. So I tell you what, I reckon about half the games, and for about half the game, the ball was bogged down when the team that had the ball had nowhere to do anything attacking with it except maintain possession. Kick it sideways, just maintain possession, because the opposition, the zonal defence was just so good. Now, that's what modern coaching has introduced to the game over a period of time. Now, how do you loosen it up so the attacking flow can become more predominant? I mean, that's what I'd like to see happen in the game, and there's a lot of potential theories on what you might do to assist that process, Jimmy. But I'm for trying to find the solution.
Lee, the nuclear solution seems to be starting positions. It'll be trialled in the second tier competition up and down the East Coast next year. Would you be supportive if it was to make its way into the AFL come 2022 if it's deemed to have worked in the VFL?
Well, potentially. I mean, I actually was at a couple of the trials a couple of years ago when just match practice at training, the AFL asked clubs to be part of this kind of experiment. The thing is, what has to happen, of course, when it's a boundary throw in and a kick in, right? So you've got to hold the ball long enough to allow the players to get, back to their base at the areas where they're supposed to be. If you talk about the goal square, I mean, to run a pair of players back to the goal square. Now, we're all hoping you might end up having the old style full forward who might encourage. But the practicalities of these things are really difficult. We spend most of our discussion time, I suspect, Jimmy, don't we, when we're in the AW commentary box talking about, well, what can you do to decongest the game? And we've all got thoughts of things that might assist that process, but I guess you've got to experiment with them, and that's exactly what the AFL are doing with the VFL competition.
Hey, Lee, always love your insights. Can you get that premier of yours to open the border? We're ready to come up for a holiday.
Surely at the end of the month. I'm ready to fly down and visit my daughter and my grandkids in Melbourne. I'm ready. End of the month, surely.
I reckon it's a fair swap. You can visit your family and Victorians can go up for a nice little holiday. Lee, take care. Always wonderful to chat.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Lee Matthews, part of the 3AW football team.